Welcome to ISIS Podcasts, brought to you this time from Singapore. I'm Fahima Kyle. Today we're focusing on the crude oil market, where prices have hit new highs for the year, supported by a weaker US dollar and fall in US crude inventories. However, prices eased again during the week ending 8th of May. To understand the latest price fluctuations, I'm joined by James Dennis, senior editor at ISIS, covering the crude oil market. James, so tell us more about why prices have reached new highs this year, but then eased again.
Right, yes. Well, back last week, we hit the highest level for 2015. We saw ICE Brent futures going up to close to $69. That's actually the highest level since mid-December last year. Now, what was pushing prices up, as Fahima mentioned there, was a weakening in the US dollar, which made the crude more attractive to overseas buyers. We also had, and part of this has been an improvement last week in growth forecasts for the European Union. Also, we had the situations in the US, where we've had the first fall in crude inventories in 2015 in data from US government central offices there. Now, really, as well as these issues, we've had this continuing worries about Yemen and the violence in Yemen and really this sort of standoff or potential development between the Saudi-led coalition forces and these Houthi rebels, which the Saudis have mentioned are being they claim are being sort of sponsored by Iran.
So that's affecting the
indeed,
market as well.
Yeah,
so it seems like a long list of market factors having a huge impact on the oil prices. But what about the data from the US, for example?
Well, yes, as you mentioned, Fahima, prices did rise last week, but then there was a sort of easing back in prices towards the end of the week. And then what was happening there is we had some sort of issues with a strengthening, again, another strengthening of the US dollar. We had some weak data coming out of Germany. Then we had some also growing concerns about global economic growth coming through. Now, this, despite last week, we had these news of record high Chinese crude imports, topping over 7.3 million barrels. But despite that, crude prices did come down. But nevertheless, we're still up about 40% from where we were back in the mid-January.
I would love to understand a little bit more because some of my market players, the markets that I cover, for example, in the petrochemical markets, some of them say, especially the biofuel market, they say, okay, prices would have to reach about $80 per barrel for them to have a bit of a margin at least or produce at higher levels. So I was wondering how do you see the near term? Do you think prices will go further or it'll fluctuate?
Right. Well, the Q2 period tends to be a low demand period for oil. If you look back on Q1 even, we had a situation of demand being about 93 million barrels per day. But supply was way above that at 94.
That globally, yeah?
That's globally, 94.5 million barrels per day. Now, what tends to happen is demand picks up towards the end of the year in the third and fourth quarter. And there's this expectation that as we move forward and that that demand picks up and this overhang in supplies in oil stocks diminishes, we could see a rise in prices or potential upside in price pressure towards the end of the year. Now, that has come in rather early, partly with had these signs of the first fall in US crude inventories, which we previously mentioned. That has tended to stimulate this pop-up in the prices. But let's just remember that there's been some changes in the crude market. In the past, we had Saudi Arabia acting as a swing producer. Now that's being replaced by the shale producers in the US. And so there's this expectation as soon as prices start to rise, the shale producers will start drilling again, and that could potentially limit the upside pressure on prices going forward. In fact, the data we mentioned previously about this 22-week continuous fall in drilling activity, this seems to starting to show signs of slowing down. And indeed, there's some indications that the drilling has started to pick up again in some regions.
Okay, great. Well, lots of developments there. I'm sure you will keep a very close eye for us. Thank you very much, James, for your analysis. And don't forget, you can catch more news about the crude oil market and a whole range of other chemicals by visiting www.icis.com. Thank you very much for listening.